Love Talk Radio.
Acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. And be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's a beautiful song. I will trust in you. Yeah, you're my everything. Yeah, he's what make me come alive every morning. He's what make me have the use and activity of my limbs. He's what is causing me to be able to see, hear, talk, feel, taste, all of these things. Yeah. And he's my hiding place, because whenever something comes up against me, he's a place where I can hide. I can rest assured that I will be safe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful unto him for this Tuesday morning. Brand new. We never saw it before. And it's the day he made. And so I decided to rejoice and be glad in this day. And we're thankful unto him. We give him glory. We give him the honor and all of the praise, for there's none like him. He's Almighty God, who have all the power. Hallelujah. There's no higher power today. All power is on our side. I like to think of this kind of stuff. I like to even think of I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loved me. I like to think on these things. Yeah, make me feel better. Make my day go better. I can rejoice and be glad in the day because I focus on these things that his word has said that I know is absolutely true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful unto him. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today is March the 16th, 2021, 3 months and 16 days into this new year. Look at this. It's going on by. Just a few days ago, it appeared it was the 1st of March. Now we're already at the 16th. And God is faithful. God is faithful, and I'm thankful unto him. Yeah, Lord, and I want to come with this morning. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Yeah, we want to remember this too. Yeah, to let whatever we say, whatever we feel, let it please God. Let it be something that he can accept. Yeah, and I know we'll be blessed because I've been blessed since I've been saying this each morning. I have been blessed, and the Lord keep my mind. I had a procedure scheduled yesterday, the one where they go down your throat when you have digestive problems, endoscopy, one of those words. So I had that scheduled, and I was to be there at 2 o'clock. And one of my spiritual daughters was going to pick me up at 11:15 so I could be there at 12, because you'd be there 2 hours early. And when I tell y'all, I got up, and I had planned to do the show, but Sunday night, yesterday morning early, God had me to go back in and set it for Wednesday instead of yesterday and don't do the show yesterday. And I'm thinking, that's strange that I don't have to be there until 12, and I won't leave here until 11:15. But the spiritual daughter and I, on Sunday, we was going back and forth about some things, and because she had to work, and she was going to just take the work on the appointment with me, sit in the car and work while I had my appointment. That didn't sit well with me either. So I continued on yesterday morning, and I said at 8 o'clock I called the digestive disease consultant and let them know that I didn't have a CAT scan that they scheduled. And the phone numbers are different and everything. So I called them. They said, no, if you miss this appointment, it's $100. You can still make the appointment without the CAT scan. I said, okay. But I was wrestling with the appointment. I was wrestling with going. Should I go? Shouldn't I go? Should I go? I mean, it was just, I knew I wasn't going. I knew I was not going to make that appointment. And it just come up to me, if they do this one, you won't come back. If you let them go down your throat this time, you're not going to make it through. And I'm sitting at the table looking crazy, I know. And so I called my primary care doctor about 8:30, And I explained to them, and the lady said, oh, no, don't go. Matter of fact, I had made an appointment with them for today at 11:30, and I was talking to her. She said, no, don't do that. I said, okay. So I rest assured and, you know, hang the phone up, and I said, no, I'm not keeping this appointment. Well, Shantae called me around 11, and she said, Mama, you have your appointment today. You at your appointment? I said, no. I said, Shantae, I wasn't led to go. She said, Mama, that's why I called you so early. I said, what? She said, Mama, I had a vision. It wasn't going to go good for you today had you gone to that appointment, and I was calling you to try to talk you out of going to that appointment. I said, well, God beat you to it, Sugarfoot. Honey bunny, God beat you to the punch. Yeah, he just would not let me rest in going to that appointment. Yeah, I had taken an outfit out to wear. And I was in the kitchen, and I said, no, I'm not going to wear jeans because you got to put on the hospital gown. Just wear a dress and some flat shoes. And that come to me because I had taken the ironing board and the iron out, you know, to iron the shirts and the jeans. And after I figured out, well, wear the dress and things, that just completely left me. I had never been wrestled like that. I'm talking about I was wrestling with going to that appointment. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to make this one because I never wrestle. Either I'm going or I'm not. And even when they said the $100, I just couldn't care. I just could not care. I could not go. And when I saw, if you make this appointment, you won't be coming back. I said, oh, no, I'm not going. I'm trying to live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. I'm not. This one appointment today, I'm going to miss. And so I didn't go to that appointment. But today at 11:30, I see the primary care doctor, and they're going to refer me to a new, my old digestive disease consultant. So I was talking to a friend of mine. She's an Indian on the reservation in Washington State. And I was talking to her. And I said, look, I need something for digestion. I need something for high blood pressure and something for blood sugar. She said, oh, okay, give me a second, okay? I said, okay. This woman come back with some sure enough fiery things, ginger root, turmeric, garlic, lemons. She told me to drink that apple cider vinegar in some water. I said, and get some alfalfa sprouts. I said, look at the doctor. Look at the natural medicine doctor right here. And she said, tonight before you go to bed, I want you to drink a little bit of that vinegar water. I said, okay. I didn't do it on that because I was already, you know, prepared to sleep because it was late when I contacted her. And then at 7 o'clock, I was supposed to have Bible study. I want to apologize to everybody. I am so sorry. But I have to take this medication. And when I take the medication after dinner, I'm out like a light. So yesterday, I had dinner around 5:30 because when 6 o'clock come, I try not to eat after 6. So around 5:30, I have my dinner, and then I take my medication. I look at the clock. I said, okay, you got a few minutes before Bible study starts. So just go sit on the couch and pray and meditate and look at TV. And, you know, in a minute, the alarm will go off when it's time. Well, a phone call woke me up. And I looked at the phone, but I couldn't answer it. I fell right back out. When I finally woke up, it was really and truly 7:30. I said, Lord, I done missed the Bible study. Yeah. So what I'm going to have to do is switch some things around so at 7 I can do that Bible study. Because I got it all planned out and everything, the book of John. The Lord showed me some stuff, and I want to do it. And so he's going to bless me to get that done on Monday night at 7. Yeah. And so, you know, God is just faithful. And when I saw that, I said, now you would have went and died. But the Lord just wouldn't allow you. Because I was going to keep that appointment. But I just could not make it. I could not force myself to go. I wrestled with that thing. Yes, Lord. And the final decision was don't go. And then once I called the doctor's office, and they said, no, no, you don't, I don't go to that. That sealed the deal. That sealed the deal. And so I'm grateful unto the Lord for being on my side. I'm grateful unto him that when he speak, you know, I can hear. And even if I'm trying to still do something, he'll stop it. He will put a stop to it. That come from that trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct that path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, because God have it all in control. And a lot of times we think, oh, no, we got to go through with this. We got to do this. We got to do that. And the Lord is saying, no, you don't. Don't even be concerned about this. Yeah, I don't want you to go to this, because what you think the outcome is going to be today, that's not what it's going to be. So I'm not going to allow you to go. Yeah. And so I'm thankful unto him for watching over us. Yeah, even while we sleep, we toss and turn in the bed. Whatever we do when we go to sleep, God is watching over us to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Isn't that a beautiful thing? That is a beautiful thing, to have someone to watch over you even as you sleep. Yeah. And I'm, again today, I am with Vashawn Mitchell. You can search all over, but you won't find nobody, no God, nobody greater than him. Yeah, he's Almighty God that have all the power. There's no higher power. He's on our side. He looks beyond our fault and yet meets our need. Yeah, he feeds us when we're hungry. Ah, yeah, Lord. He gives us water when we're thirsty. Many of us, he keeps the roof over our heads. We have transportation, cars to drive, trucks to drive. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep the electric on, the water going. Somebody don't have these things. But yet God blessed us. We may not have thousands of dollars, but we have a few pennies. Yeah, we have a few pennies. Hallelujah. And we're thankful unto him. Some people have extensive furniture. God is blessed. Yeah, nice furniture. Linen for your bed and towels, and God is amazing. Some people don't have that. Yeah, they don't have it. Some people don't have their own bathroom connected to their bedroom. It's one bathroom in the whole house, and that's it. Been there, done that. But some of us, God has blessed with two bathrooms in one house. I think on these things. Things you wanted in the house, God allowed it to be there. When you went to look at the house or you decided to build a house, you could put what you want in there. If you bought a house already built, when you went there, it had everything you wanted in there already in place. That's Almighty God on your side, giving you your heart's desire. Yeah. Some people want business, and God opened a business for them. Some people doing stuff, it's a business, but they're not running it like a business. It's what they enjoy doing. Almighty God. I look at the stimulus thing. And you know, God opened doors, and the enemy always trying to come to interrupt what he's doing. Because I'm telling you, only God could have gave these people this mind to do this, because I'm sure they didn't want to. I'm sure they really didn't want to do this, but God. So, $1,200. Months later, 600. Then just a short month and some weeks later, 1,400. And they went back over stuff and said, well, this time if you owe the government, we're still going to release the 14 to you. Before, they took the 1,200, they took the 600. But now they're releasing the 1,400. I saw an article that was saying if you owe bills, a bill collector, they wanted to take your money and pay the bill collector. I think it defeated the purpose if you do that. You're defeating the purpose. What's the point? Some people trying to pay rent. Some people trying to pay insurance. Some people trying to pay mortgage. Yeah, because they haven't found another job. Or they found a job, but they were so behind until this $1,400 will almost catch them up. And if they continue to work, they can kind of get on a better path of providing for them and their family. But God opened the door. I seen the article last week, I think it was on Thursday, that said they would be releasing stimulus money by the weekend. So a few people told me, I got my stimulus. Well, they had this thing on IRS where you can go in there and check to see if you were eligible for it. And when I went in there, not only it told me the eligibility, but it also told me the date to expect it. I was like, look at this. Because I had prayed about it. I said, Lord, let them give us the $1,400 because we could use this money to do some things. And remember I said, I'm speaking what I want. I'm speaking what I want. Continue to speak it. Continue to speak it. So now with the $1,400, some of those things that I've been speaking will come to pass. It was coming anyway. But some things wouldn't have come as quick without the 1400 because that's the door God opened. I take nothing lightly. I look to the Lord for everything. And some days things are not going according to my plans. I stop myself. I said, well, Lord, this is the way that you want it to go. I said, have your way. And this is your way. My way is not lining up with your way, but your way is looking so much better. I'm going to do it your way. And many days I don't know that it's going to look better or do better. I know that it's the move of the Lord to do it this way. I go his way because my way is no good. I have to lean and depend on him for everything. For without him, I can do nothing anyway. So I need his help daily to make it through. Hallelujah. I need his help daily to help me to keep my mind doing what he would have me to do. Keep me praying. When things come up, the scriptures come up in my mind. Other people are on my mind. I'm not just concerned about me and mine. But other people are on my mind. And let me share this with you this morning. The enemy really got some problems. I told y'all, I said, now, I really don't want to have a funeral when I sleep up out of here because I don't want folks over me lying. They didn't even respect me. They didn't even like me. But you want to get up over me and lie. Because you feel like the church will be packed out. So you want to get up and show out. I put a stop to that. You ain't got to worry about that. But when it comes to life insurance, Shantae have that all fixed up. Then I had some things fixed up. And so that whatever I owe, it won't fall on her or into the, well, I can't even say about the mother ones. But anyway, I got a phone call asking me, did I have insurance? And because they got this company they're dealing with, and they want to make sure so that if I sleep away from here, they're not going to be responsible for bills. The bills will be taken care of because they were able to take insurance out on me. Now, I got to be honest with y'all. That made me so hot. I can't say it made me angry. That made me mad. I still couldn't see it, though. But it made me mad, and I fixed it. Because of this, many days we help the people who don't help us. The ones that help us, we take it for granted. It's just going to be there. They're going to do it anyway. We take it for granted, especially parents. Many take their parents for granted. When a parent dies, many people, they're not as bereaved as it appeared to be, because they wanted, kind of wanted them out the way anyway. You know, they didn't want to, you know. But anyway, I got my business fixed. And this is the way that I am. The one who has done for me, that's the one I do for the most. Because the more I do for them, the more they do for me. It's not tit for tat. It's just life. It's what happens. It's no point in me putting all my eggs in this basket and giving them to the person who don't even give me a glass of water. That don't make sense to me. He gave me a sound mind, power, love, and a sound mind. My sound mind tells me to help them who help me. And if I ever need something from them, they have something, because I gave back. I didn't just take, and never return nothing. So you coming to me to ask me about some death insurance, life insurance, they call it, and you put nothing in. Why would I give you something and you put nothing in there? Why would I take from the one who has put it all in and give to the one who has put nothing in? Does that make any sense to anybody? He gave me a sound mind. I'm going to follow my sound mind. I'm giving it all to the one who gave me their all. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. And I looked at that. I said, look at people. We just talked about that the other day. I've gone to funerals where they had to fight. I'm telling you, they was out there fighting. I've gone to funerals where they were going to start shooting. Because I want Grandmama diamond ring. She said she was leaving the diamond ring to me. But then the insurance company come in and let everybody know she didn't make me her beneficiary. She made John the beneficiary, and he's over everything. She didn't even leave a will. So John don't know if she promised you the ring or not, so he's not giving up nothing that belonged to Grandmama. Now, y'all want to come over and get some souvenirs for Grandmama, some pictures of you and Grandmama, whatever, that's fine. But the day she died, before her head is good and cold, y'all over here to get her stuff. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Get your own. And even if you can't get your own, don't try to come and get somebody else's stuff. That's not right. If they got something for you, I think they're going to leave it, and you're going to know it. If they got something for you and they think they're getting up out of here, they're going to go ahead and call you and tell you, come on and get this baby. I may be here today and I may not. I may be here tomorrow and I may not. And then sometimes their mind ain't on that stuff. They leaving it. You came in here with nothing, you're going out with absolutely nothing. And the scripture even told us, store up treasures in heaven where moth and rust don't corrupt and thieves can't break in and steal. So there's no need to be storing up here. And all that I have is going to the one who gave me their all. Yeah, you haven't come and give me a glass of water, but you looking for me to leave you all I got? You looking for me to leave you $100,000, and you never came and gave me 25 cents. That would be crazy, I think. I don't know what you think about it, but to me that would be straight up Looney Tunes. The scripture said lunatic when he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Your sound mind should kick in and tell you what to do about things. And again, my sound mind told me, give it to the one who gave to you. The one who gave you their all, you give them your all when you sleep up out of here. And don't worry about no funeral services and folks up lying over you and all of that. Now they want to cry. When I was here, you didn't visit me one time. You don't even know where I live. When you was here, all you did is ask. Ask, because you kept wanting to receive, receive. You never came and gave nothing. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I look at these TV preachers, especially the prosperity ones. I get tickled many days because I'm not like that. I'm not like that. But they ask you to plant a seed of $1,000 and they tell you they're going to pray for 70 people. 70 people who gave $1,000, I'll pray for you. But if you didn't give $1,000, you get no prayer. I can't see God being like that. I can't see him only giving to those who gave it the $1,000. I see him giving to the one that if they had $1,000, they would give it, but they don't have $1,000. I can see God blessing them. You see, but they teach you, and I'm not following what they do now. This is just what I feel in my heart. If you give to them, they will give prayer to you. If you give to the TV preachers, they'll send you a book. Some will send you a prayer cloth. They'll give you something because you gave them something. But if you don't give them nothing, they're not giving you nothing. I say, my goodness. Wow. That's all I can say. I'm not that way. Whether you're able to give or not give, that's your business. I come to be a blessing to you. Yeah, I come every morning to obey God, to pray for somebody. Well, pray for us all, because I need prayer too. Whatever the word say, to give out the word the best that I can as God leading God. Absolutely free. There's no charge. God didn't charge me. I can't charge nobody else. Yeah. But that just really made me angry. You sitting around thinking and plotting on my death and what you can get from me dying. Oh, my goodness. I thought to myself, who think like that? Now, I can understand the one who's giving their all, you know, and they thinking, well, if mama sleep out of here, I need to pay for her credit cards, I need to pay for her car, I need to, you know, pay her house off, I need to do this, I need to do that. So what do I need to do that? Because I got my stuff to take care of, and I don't want them coming, you know, after me when I got time to set up something that would pay her stuff off. And then I don't just want to throw mama in a box and throw her in the hole, because the government only going to give $250. I don't want to do that either. She don't want no funeral and all of that, but at least I can put her away nice. I can do something at the graveside for her. So I want to put her away in a comfortable casket. I know she can't feel the softness and all of that, but it blessed my mind to think that I put her away to rest comfortably, because that body going back to the dust. Yeah. That body going back, it's my spirit that's going to leave that body and can live on through eternity if I got it right with God. But it helps the human mind to put your family member in something comfortable, a soft pillow, a satin inside, you know, a beautiful color casket, lots of flowers, and all of that. And then you get the tombstone, the headstone, or whatever they call it. And many people go out there and put flowers and all this stuff out there because they love that loved one and they think they're doing the right thing by them. I think a different way. When I'm dead, I'm gone. All that you did not do when I was here, I don't know. But I can tell you it won't do me no good. It may do you some good, but it won't do me any. And I don't have no problem with nobody going to take flowers or whatever you do, having a funeral, putting your loved ones away in a beautiful casket, comfortable satin, whatever. I don't have no problem with that. Yeah. But for me, I know it won't do me no good. You know, I think it's a gesture of love to show my love for you. I still love you and I miss you, so all I can do is bring flowers. All I can do is come out here and talk to the grave. Yeah. So, you know, nothing is wrong with that if that's what you want to do. Nothing is wrong with that. It's just not for me. And I'm just not one to encourage that for me. Do what you're going to do for me while I'm here where I can see it. Not where the people can see it. Because in the African-American, the black community, you hear people say, they sure put Frida away nice. What the foolishness. Folk coming to the funeral to see how you dress your loved one. How much the casket cost. How the casket look. How many flowers. The person dead and gone, the family is in mourning. The family is bereaving. And that's what you come to the funeral for. So I told Shante, I'm going to help them with that. You ain't got that to worry about. They won't see that kind of action. So if you let the government bury me for $250, which I'm sure they won't, $10,000 is it for funeral home stuff, and that's a bad necessity. So you ain't got that to worry about. Yeah. And you got to pay the preacher to come and lie over me? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't pay nobody to come stand over me lying. Didn't even like me. Yeah. Now, you want to have some kind of church service and y'all sing and don't even have no preaching. Y'all sing until your heart content. Y'all dance like David did. Hallelujah. Gone on back then, eat as much as you can hold and drink all you can drink and go away from that saying this. What thing about Bob? She put it in a wheel to have some good groceries over there for us. That food was good. Oh, yeah, and I like that fruit punch they serve. Yeah, that kind of thing. I'm just not with foolishness. People just too much. And they've been doing that for years and years. Ooh, they sure put Big John away nice. Crazy. Straight up crazy. People struggling to live, and you tell me how some dead person left here. Are you kidding me? Your thought should be, Lord, I hope they made it right with you. That's what your thought should be, God. I pray, Lord, that you bless them to see you and to hear you say, well done, that good and faithful servant. I'm not going to no funeral to see how you put nobody away. I'm going to pay my last respects and pray for you, if anything, and your family. Because that's what's needed. And if the Lord bless me with money, I'm sending flowers. I believe in all of that because the family going through. You done lost your mom. You done lost your sister or your brother, and you was close to them. Your dad died. And you was close to them. You knew these people all your life. Now they gone forever unless y'all get it right with God and you see each other again. But, yeah, all that was just amazing to me. How you call somebody that you do nothing for and be concerned about them dying and what they're going to get out of the deal. It wasn't so much about, I don't want to pay your debt, because they wasn't paying no debt, dead or living. But it was about, what am I going to get when you die? I think they all should get a glass of water because they're real thirsty. What you think? Give them a glass of water. Yeah, God love a cheerful giver and be done with it, okay? Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. So I wanted to share that this morning. And God is faithful. He's on our side in spite of us, and he gave us a sound mind. So we'll think right. Yeah, we'll think right. And like I said, in that African-American community, that funeral thing and all that can be something serious with them. And what you left me. Yeah, grandmama said I was going to get that pot set. Man, keep it. The pioneer woman said pot sets. They got pot sets I can buy through different companies, you know. Now, I ain't got to go through all that. Because grandmama had it, that's all right, but you know, she didn't leave a will, and Big John over the estate, and Big John not saying, well, you said, grandmama said you could have the pots. Well, you could have the pots. But if you don't come to, I told him, I said, well, grandmama said I could have the pots. He don't mention them pots to me no more. I won't mention them to Big John either, and won't be mad with him. No, no. Because if I'm all that into pots, just go and buy me some Pioneer Woman pots or some Paula Deen. Somebody pots that's going to last me for some years. Good pots, yeah. And I'm done. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want a diamond ring. Zayers and Jared and all these places sell them. And if I need a diamond ring like that, I could go over there and ask them, hey, y'all got to lay away. Yeah. How much that diamond right there? $10,000. I want to lay that one away. And how much will I have to pay? Well, you can pay it. Along, you got 5 years to pay for it, huh? I think I could pay $10,000 in 5 years because it's on me. I really want this ring. I buy everything else I want, yeah. But people, and it's okay today in Jesus' name, hallelujah. But we don't want to treat our bereaved families like that. And when our loved ones pass away, we don't want to think of what we're going to get. I'll benefit from their death. I don't. Yeah, I don't want to think like that, but I want to give. Give to the family, that the family can continue on and be blessed, especially if they had children, small children too, because they still need some help. Yeah, there's a lot of other things we can think on other than benefiting. I had an Aunt Maddie. Aunt Maddie had insurance on everybody I could think of in the family. And when one died, she stepped up to the plate. How you want to put them away? I'm thinking, I'm young. How you going to pay for all that, Aunt Maddie? My mom said she had an insurance policy. And whatever they want for that person, she going to pay for it all. And believe me, she going to have a few dollars left over. Yeah. And I would get tickled. They, my brother and I, we would laugh. Yeah. It come mad at the funeral lady. Yeah, that kind of thing. But we loved her. And Sion, she cooked good greens. You think I cook some SeaWorld greens? Oh, this woman could cook some greens. Yeah, Aunt Maddie. Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to share that this morning. And today we're going to be listening to Pastor Dr. Derek Greer from Grace Church, and his topic this morning is Not on My Watch, Not on My Watch, and I believe I downloaded the right one. That come to me, you should check it, but I got kind of busy there. But listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. We're coming back with morning prayer, and we're going in to take a listen to Pastor Dr. Derek Greer. Hallelujah, again from Grace Church. Yeah. So let's go with this one.
than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all probably heard me sealing up stuff from doing prison pen pal ministry today, getting those letters in the mail and everything. So I was working, sealing them up while Karen was singing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning, Father, for another day, another Tuesday morning. Father, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge and understanding. We thank you this morning that, Father, we come to you for everything. We don't lean to our own understanding. In all our ways, Father, we want to acknowledge you. And you're the one that will direct our path. Help us today not to be wise in our own eyes. Help us to fear you and depart from evil. We ask this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would let that sound mind in us come forth for everything that we need, God. Whatever we need to do, let the sound mind come forth in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for waking us up. We thank you for being clothed in our right minds. Father, we thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. We thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our need. We thank you for yet being on our side today in spite of us. We're grateful unto you this morning. You're almighty God who have all power. There's no higher power. And Father, because you said to ask, you didn't say to beg. You didn't say we had to be aggressive. You didn't say we had to just act like we lost our mind. But Father, we simply ask you, for your ears are not deaf and your arms are not too short to reach down. Your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. We come before you, bow down before your throne of grace this morning to make our petitions known unto you, almighty God, again, that have all power. There's no higher power. We thank you this morning that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And Father, we come asking that you would heal the sick that's among us today. God, we come asking that you would protect our children and our families today. Father, we come this morning asking that you would stir up the gifts in us. You stir them up in us. That, God, we would be on fire for you. Talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. We ask that you would do it for us today. Father, we come this morning asking that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in thy sight. You are our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. We thank you this morning. We come bringing every caller and every listener and asking that you would do it for us all. Bless our families. Bless our friends. Father, bless those family and friends that's near and far. We ask this morning, Father, that the things that we need, that we already talked to you about, or the things that's already on our minds that we need, we ask that you would supply this morning, that you would open doors for us and make ways. And, Father, in this hour, we ask that you would bring it to us. Lord, if it be your will, bring it to us that we don't have to go out and get it, but that, God, you would make a way for it to come to us. You said if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, we could tell this mountain to go out to the sea, and it's got to go out there. And today, whatever our mountains are, we speak by faith that it would go out to the sea for us in the name of Jesus. What shouldn't be, God, we ask that it would go out. We speak to it, that you go out, that you be removed today in the name of Jesus. And, Father, anything that's not like Jesus coming our way today, we bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell, never to return in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we loose your blessings upon us, your blessings and your miracles upon our lives today in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military, widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people praying for others in the name of Jesus. We ask this morning, Father, that you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. bless preachers everywhere preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Continue to bless America and the leadership of America. And Father, we ask this morning that we don't trail behind people because of a gift, but that, Lord, we would follow them because of your gospel, because of the truth that they preach, that it enhances our lives, it inspires us in you more, it encourages us in you more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Do it today, God. And, Lord, as Pastor Greer come forth, open our spiritual ears that, God, we can hear from you in the name of Jesus and apply your word to our everyday lives. We ask this in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for what you've done already. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. And we ask this morning, Father, that you would have your way here. Move by your spirit here today. For us, we are your people, God. Do it for us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, we ask it all again. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, Lord, for there's none like you. We thank you that you're on our side. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over us. We thank you, Lord, that you supply our need. You have more than we need today. We're thankful unto you. If we'll walk by faith and not by sight, Father, if we can just but believe you, it's already done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, to his majesty. Oh, we thank you today. Hey. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hey, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you today, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we can't say thank you enough today. Oh, we glorify you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. And I was going to bring Dr. Greer right in, but I need to go to one more song. His message is not that long today. I tried not to get it to be too long, but I need to go to one more song. I will, and play this one, and when we come back, we coming straight back with Dr. Greer, and not on my watch, yeah, and so we thank the Lord this morning. I saw the song you want, okay, right here. All right, we're going to this quick.
Wonderful, God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. God, he's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my Lord's name, I know he's so wonderful. And whoa, he's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is. I know the Lord, he's so wonderful. Yes, he is. And whoa, whoa, if you never tried God, try the Lord one day and see, won't my Father come down and make a way. And whoa, and oh, I can't help but love God, he's so wonderful. And whoa, yes, he is, and I know the man is wonderful. Yes, he is. Whoa, whoa, he's wonderful. I know the Lord, he's so wonderful. Whoa, Lord. Whoa, whoa, he's been my mother, been my father too. There's no limit show what my Lord can do. And whoa, I love God. He's so
radio, not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Sam Cooke. Wonderful. My God is so wonderful. Yeah, I like that number two myself, y'all. I do like it. So we're going in this morning again with Pastor Dr. Derek Greer of Grace Church. So let's take a listen.
You were made to think big for this. But tomorrow can be bigger.
So people are like, why are they doing this for, you know, they're doing it for a crown that's going to eventually turn brown, that's eventually going to crinkle and disintegrate. Why are these folks doing this? But I want you to think about this. Remember the price that you were willing to pay back in the day when you were running in the world and running with the world. The things you did, the expense you paid, the risks you took, what you did to get that girlfriend, what you did to make that team, maybe that sorority or that fraternity, or just to be in with, you know, whatever your particular crowd was. And we sacrificed, we laid it down, we did dumb things, all because we were passionate about the goal of being accepted by that particular community.
Oh, my. Oh, I thought I had the whole, y'all bear with me. Well, I tell you what, one more song, and let me get this. I thought I had the whole message, but it's just a part of it. So let's listen to this while I get this total message.
Reading. always around. He never let me down. He's always around. My back was against the wall. All I had to do was call. All I had to do was call. All I had to do was call. Last time I talked to you, the baby needed a pair of shoes. She's all grown up now. Got her own car now. Got her own crib now. She even went to school. Got herself a degree. And guess what, y'all? The baby's taking care of me. Didn't he work it? Didn't he work it? Didn't he work it? Didn't he work it? Put your hands together. Put your hands together. We went across the sea. And quietly went to give God the praise, singing Him every day. But when I got back home, when I got back home, when I got back home, a sign was on my door. Great big red letter, big old red letter, big old red letter. Stand for closure, stand for closure. I say, Lord, you know.
Spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Well, I just cannot find it, y'all. I cannot find it. It's not for us, I'm assuming. So we're going to take a listen to Bishop Samuel Wilson, and his message today is the benefits of walking in the light. The benefits of walking in the light. Bishop Samuel Wilson, he's over at E. Dewey Smith Church. So let's take a listen to this one.
Verse number 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I want to stop right there, and I want to use for subject this morning the benefits of walking in the light. The benefits of walking in the light. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Now, Father, give us clear articulation, clear thought. Father, give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to perceive what the Spirit is saying unto the church. That the Holy Spirit come now to give clear evidence of your word. And we praise you in advance for what you shall do in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. The benefits of walking in the light. Brothers and sisters, one of the things that God is most renowned for is the fact that he is light. The first act that God performed when he created the heavens and earth, when the Bible says that the earth was void and without form, and darkness covered the face of the deep. We're told that the Spirit of God moved or hovered over the face of the deep, and God spoke, and he said, "Let there be light." And light came. And that was the beginning of what we know as the creation story. Throughout Scripture, God has been known as a lot of things, but he is particularly known as light. We're told in John, the first chapter, same writer here, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And he says that he was the light, that light of every man that cometh into the world. We're told when Jesus healed the blind man in the book of John that his miracle was a presupposition to his message, that his main message or emphasis was he wanted them to know that he was and is the light of the world. When John talks about light here, he talks about having fellowship with one another, that the blood of Jesus, his Son, may cleanse us from all our sins. In other words, what John is saying is that there can be no true fellowship unless we walk in the light. Brothers and sisters, amen, what we need in this world today is light. The world is walking in darkness. The world is in chaos. The world is in collapse. The world is in calamity. The world is on a collision course, amen, to destruction. But I believe that God has given us to be a light and a candle that sits on a hill that cannot be hidden. And the Bible says here that we have true fellowship, that our fellowship is not like the Buddhists. Our fellowship is not like Hare Krishna. Our fellowship is not like the Muslims or the five percenters, but our religion is true because of the fact that our religion has been handed down by Jesus Christ himself through the apostles. John said the message that we heard because we have seen him, because we heard him, we walked with him, we actually handled of the word of life. And we handed this down to you, and we expect for you to walk in the light as he is in the light, and we would have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, will cleanse us from all our sins. I want to talk about the benefits of walking in the light. The first benefit, brothers and sisters, is that when you walk in the light keeps you warm. Amen. Light is that which warms us. It is a warming agent. We get heat from light. In the winter, the earth moves far away from the sun so that it produces cold. And in the summer, the earth moves back towards the sun so that warmth is produced. You can go out on a cloudy day and it just seems like it's cold. When it's raining, when it's dreary, or God forbid in the south, if it snows a little bit, I hear that y'all shut down everything. In the north, we drive through 20 inches of snow and won't give it a second thought. And And we sure ain't going to shut down no church, Pastor Smith, just because of no snow. But listen, light keeps us warm. And if there's anything that the church needs, amen, again, is a taste and a dose of the light of Jesus Christ. Because the church has grown cold, y'all. The church is arid and it's dry because there's not enough light. There's not enough people walking in the light. You know, I know this, Pastor, when people get into sin or if they fall or do something wrong, the first thing they do is stay away from church. When in the olden days, the church that I grew up in, when you sin, that's when you really need to come to church. And you need to sit, what the old folks used to say, you need to sit as close to the fire as you possibly can so that you can get warm again. One of the indications that Jesus said we would know that we were living in the last days, that the love of many would wax cold. It's cold now. I remember when we would repent right in church. We would cut across the aisle and say, I'm sorry if our sister or brother did us wrong. If we thought that we had erred, or if we thought that God was upset with us, we would cry and we would repent and we'd be right at the altar while the preacher was preaching. But today it's cold. We won't hardly lift our hands unless we have cheerleaders. We won't hardly say amen unless the pastor asks us to say amen. We only have an amen corner instead of a whole church that says amen. Folk don't run up and down the aisle like they used to. Folk don't, the word and the songs, the hymns of the church don't move us like they used to. But I remember the time when I wasn't even saved and I would come to church and I couldn't hardly stay there because the light was in the place. That preacher could start preaching, and he didn't even hardly have good English. He would say, they is and she are, this and that. And folks would start running and repenting and getting saved because of the light. I wish we had a church that would walk in the light again so that it would get warm in here one more time. Oh, this is a great church. This is a progressive church. And this is one church that is on the move, but I wonder what it would be like if the light really came in here. My God, the church you're going to, you wouldn't even be able to unpack because you'd be moving or building again when the light comes. Brothers and sisters, God does not expect us to be sinlessly perfect, but he does expect us to be transparent. We need a warm church again. I'm going to cut across the grass because I know I don't have a lot of time. The second thing that light does is that light helps us to grow. In the scientific terms, it's called photosynthesis. When the light projects on plants, plants grow. Plants cannot grow. Vegetation cannot grow until you have light. You can plant a seed all the way in the ground and put water on it. And that seed will stay there dead until that beam of light penetrates that dark, dreary soil. And that plant will spring up. Oh, my God, how we need to grow in God's house today. Jesus said, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we will grow. There's no sense in us being Christians for 10 and 20 years and only know John 3:16 and Psalms 23. There's no sense in being in God's house and sitting under great preaching and teaching like this and not be able to take the whole city of Atlanta for Jesus. But we don't walk in the light and the light doesn't penetrate us and therefore we don't grow. We're still babes, as Paul said. Paul told the Corinthian church, I wanted to speak to you as mature, because only the mature can receive the manifold wisdom of God. When we only have the capacity of babes, and have not been trained, amen, to eat meat, glory to God, then somebody always has to feed us. Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? See, when my babies were young, we had to feed them. Glory to God, we had to feed them milk. But when they were weaned, they were able to pick up a fork on their own, and a spoon on their own, and a knife on their own. And God knows when they got 14 and 15 and earlier, they were eating up everything in the house. You couldn't keep a whole box of cornflakes for a whole day, or half a gallon of milk. You can forget about that. Why? Because their appetite was as such that they grew naturally, and they were able to feed themselves. Oh my God! When we always need a prophecy. When we're always running from church to church looking for a word, when we always need a prayer partner or somebody to catch us in the bathroom and give us a false prophecy, and we buy, sell, marry, bury off of other folks' word instead of picking up a more sure word of prophecy and learning how to eat ourselves, something is wrong. But light helps you grow. Oh, do I have a witness here? Light helps you spring up into a mature believers. Oh, God, we should be ministering to somebody else by now instead of having folk to minister to us. I'm not talking about, you know, starting a church. I'm not talking about being a pastor. I'm not talking about those things, but there are a plethora of gifts in the body of Christ where you ought to be able to open up your Bible and mentor somebody else and say, this is the way of the Lord. Instead of having to call your pastor and say, or your deacons and say, where's this found in the Bible because my child is on drugs? Where's that found in the Bible because I need to counsel somebody? Light helps us to grow. You know what we need in the church? We need true fellowship where we can come together and tell the truth about issues. I'm looking for the day when the church can stand the truth. I'm looking for the day when the church don't want to throw you out when you tell the truth about your sins. I'm looking for the day when you can come and you can just say what's on your mind and say, Pastor, help me, or deacons, help me, or mothers, help me, without folks looking down their nose at you. Because if you can't tell the church your sin, you'll be on 1-900 or telling somebody else. But we need to be able to come and walk in the light and say, I'm struggling with homosexuality, and say, I'm struggling with fornication, and say, I just slept with somebody last night I wasn't supposed to sleep with, and say, I got a gambling issue, and say these things, because it's only as we walk in the light that we have a chance to grow. Y'all got a few minutes? Light helps you grow. I didn't get grown in Jesus by being perfect. I didn't get grown in Jesus by being a preacher. I didn't get grown, amen, by hiding my sins. Because what I found out, as long as I hid them, the devil was able to isolate me and think I was the only one going through what I was going through. Woo! But when I could go to another preacher
and say, preacher, excuse me, you know, can we talk? See, that's what we need to be able to ask somebody in church, can we talk? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, can we get to the place where we can talk? Without you going behind my back and telling it all over town, without you using it as an opportunity for my downfall, without you castigating me, and you understand what I'm saying? Because some people get caught and they get pulled down, and the only reason you ain't got pulled down, you ain't got caught. Oh my God, can I talk? You do it. Some people, praise God, and preachers do this, and leaders do this, and all that. You know, we teach our churches how to hide. Oh my God. I'm talking to a church down the street now. I love your pastor because he's open. And he has a hospitable spirit. And I don't hang out with a lot of preachers because preachers, amen, sometimes are worse than the saints. And you ought to thank God and applaud a man of God that is as open as your pastor is. Oh, I listened to him on the Word Network, and I said, my God, this is my kind of preacher here. Because the issue is when you're inundated with these things in the streets and in the schools and at home, somebody better talk to you the way you're being talked to 6 days a week. We need to learn to walk in the light so we can grow. Last thing I want to tell you about the light is the light helps you to distinguish or to discern between good and evil. And I'm on my way home. One day I was getting dressed for Sunday service, Pastor, and I was rushing, you know how it is, and trying to, you know, two things that always slows me down and gives me the hardest time getting dressed on Sunday mornings, cufflinks. Finding cufflinks and finding socks. And I went in, Pastor and I went in the drawer without cutting the light on. And I thought I had two black socks on. And I was sharp that day. Y'all tell I like to be clean. You could tell. But I thought I was sharp and I was tailored. I was maxed out. I happened to be sitting in the afternoon service. I had to go to an afternoon service, and a little baby walked by me, and 5 years old, and I had my legs crossed, and had on my gaiters, and she tapped on me. She said, Bishop Wilson. Why you got on Mix Max stockings? Wait a minute, young. Not socks, but stockings. And they were Mix Max. And I thought about that for this sermon, in that you can't discern right from wrong when the light ain't on. Oh, my God. See, little did I know, because I wear thick and thins with my gaiters, and you know, because thick and thins, they shine and they have that shimmy and whatnot. So little did I know that my wife or my daughter, when they took the clothes out of the dryer, that they mistakenly slipped some stockings in, a pair of their knee highs, into my drawer. And can I tell you, brothers and sisters, the devil will slip some stuff in on you. And if you walk in your spiritual closet without the light of the word on, you'll call right wrong and wrong right. That's what's happening in the church. The devil slips something in on us. He slips something in on us. And we call it right now. Adultery used to be wrong. It used to be wrong. Now we've justified it. I'd rather for you to just come and say, I'm wrong, than to tell me adultery is right. Oh, you ain't hearing what I'm saying. Huh? A king by the name of David one day, he had a problem where he loved women that wasn't his. And he went in and he took another man's wife. And he spent 9 months in a conspiracy act. He killed her husband by putting him on the front line of the battle. And then he covered it up for 9 months while she was pregnant. And then the light switch came on. A prophet walked in the room and told him a riddle. And he flipped the light switch on all of a sudden and said, the man is you, David. And it was only then that David was able to write Psalms 51. Have mercy on me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy tender mercy. It was me, O Lord, that sinned against you. You see, you created me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in me. Restore the joy of my salvation. Can I tell you that's the reason why we're walking around depressed and frustrated? It's because the light ain't on and we ain't talk to nobody. We won't come to Bible class. We won't come to Sunday school. We won't sit under preaching. When the preach word starts, we walk to the bathroom, can't sit still. It's because the devil got you isolated in the darkness. And until the light switch is turned on. Oh my God. That's what God is calling for. For the light. That's why you got a man of God that's preaching till the heavens and hell is shaking, because God wants the light switch to come on. That's why you got all these young folk in here in the choir all over the place, because they're really crying for light. They're crying for truth. They're tired of folks sucking and jiving them. They're tired of folk opening up the Bible that don't know what they're talking about. They're tired of folk fudging the gospel and their lives are not changing. You know what this young folk are saying? Tell me the truth. Just give me the mail and let me decide whether I want to pay the bill or not. But at least give me the mail. Don't tell me that my house ain't in foreclosure and they're coming to put me out the next day. Don't tell me my car, amen, is in good shape and the repo man is on the way. Somebody turn the light switch on in my life. Oh God, I love, glory to God, what that little girl did. She taught me to turn the light on while you're getting dressed. Oh, do I have a witness here? Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. And John said, if you want to have real fellowship, you got to walk in the light. If you want to have true joy, you got to walk in the light. If you want real love, you got to walk in the light. If you want your peace to come back, you got to walk in the light. I'm glad that one day I met Jesus, who is the light of the world. Hallelujah. 24 years ago, when I was sitting in darkness, sniffing cocaine, drinking 40 ounces, a dime bag every day, that the light came in the room. Or do I have a witness here? I'm glad Hallelujah, that even though my wife couldn't change me, the Holy Ghost could change me. In the midst of getting high, the Holy Ghost came in the room and said, this is your day. And I came to Jesus just as I was. I was weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and he made me glad. I was sinking deep in sin, drifting far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me, and now safe am I. Is there anybody here this morning that you've seen the light? Shake your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I've seen the light. The light has come on in my life. It might have got dark again, but I want it to come back on again. I want the light of the word to pierce my heart. I'm not content to stay in the same condition I'm in. I wish I had about 50 people today that would raise your hand and say, preacher, I want the light to come on in my life. Do I have a witness here? I'm glad that whenever the devil tempts me to go into hiding, I've been taught by Jesus, come out, wherever you are. And every time I come out, he cleanses me, he washes me, he purges me, and I can walk again. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the lily of the valley. Jesus, the bright and morning star. He is the light of the world. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. Hallelujah. 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 Won't you stand to your feet? I'm finished. I'm finished. I'm finished. Hallelujah. But they used to sing a song, walk in the light, beautiful light, come when the dewdrops of mercy shine bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Come on and lift your voice and say, walk in. It's a beautiful light. Come where the dew drops, the mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Come on and sing with me. Walk in the light. It's a beautiful light. Come where?
Subscribe to Brother Rollins' videos for Christ on YouTube. We post brand new content every...
Hallelujah, hallelujah, the benefit of walking in the light. The benefit of walking in the light. What I learned about walking with Jesus is this. is benefits that I never knew about. It's places that I had no idea existed, because I was walking in darkness too at one time. And when I found the light and come into the light began, and I had to allow the light to lead and guide me. And it led me into some places, like I said, I didn't know existed. Not only that, it brought forth some things that I didn't know I could have. I didn't know I could have these things. I didn't know that daily I could stay with God. I didn't know daily I could really just think on him and his promises unto me. I didn't know that all his promises was yea and amen. I didn't know really that I could be born again. But walking in that light have great benefits. Even his name is a benefit. It's a place where the righteous can run in and be saved. It's a place where the believers can run in and be saved. But like he said, see, things change. Man changed, call itself changing the plan of God. So they're not teaching the truth in many places. It's more about prosperity. It's more about what you possess. It's more about what you can get, who you are, who you have become, what kind of degree you have, how much money you got. Church folks messed up. Yeah. They will talk about people, laugh at people, and all kind of things, and never consider the person situation. Yeah. Never consider what situation this person may be in. Why her hair not done? Why her glasses broke? Because, see, church folks laugh at all kind of the wrong things. Oh, yeah, Brother Lewis, thank you, sir. Yeah, that's what they do. Instead of praying for folks and, you know, see if there's something I can do to help her or to help him. If they're not looking the way that I look, there is a way I can help them. But what can I do? Can I give them a ride out to the Lions Club and see if the Lions Club will pay for a pair of glasses? Can I talk to the lady that do my hair and see will she discount me because this woman need her hair done and I don't have the full price? Yeah. This is what the 103rd song in verse 2 says. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Yeah, let's not forget that there are benefits in the light. Jesus is that light. There are benefits in Jesus. More benefits than you'll ever be able to count. More benefits than you would be able to think about, imagine, or know. Because like I said, before I come to the light, I didn't know about all these benefits. I didn't know about the benefit of faith because I'm believing in the light. I didn't know I could tell this mountain to go out to the sea with just a little bit of faith, and it's got to go. I didn't understand and know that he wanted me to love those that was that appeared to be unlovable. They wasn't like me. They didn't smell like me. They didn't look like me. They didn't talk, walk, or act like me. But coming into the light, he taught me these things, and it became a benefit to me. Now when I bless them, he turns around and bless me. Oh, yeah. Great is his faithfulness. He's faithful in what he does. Always faithful. Always faithful. Yeah. So I thank God this morning for the benefits. I thank God. I thank him for his word. Because see, even back then, I didn't know his word was a benefit. And just how much I needed that particular benefit. Because his word kept me saved. Because of his word, I'm alive today. Without his word, I would be dead and gone, I'm sure. But because he lives, hallelujah, I can live. My life is now, I have a new life, and it's not like that old life. This life I have now is hid in him. Oh, I'm still Barbara, but the life is hid in him. The things I used to do, I don't desire to do those things anymore. Small things, I'm paying attention to small things even. That at one time I may have thought, oh, that's not a big deal, which it is a big deal. Yeah. We got to come to the light today. It's a beautiful light. Yeah. We come with a dewdrop for so mercy and bright. Yeah, we want it to shine all around us by day and by night because we realize Jesus is the light of the world. Yeah. We sang these songs. Do we meditate? Do we think about these songs? He said he came. You know, he came and it was dark, and darkness comprehended him not. We can't come to God unless he draw us. And I want you to know this morning, if you have gone and committed yourself to him and say, I believe that Jesus is your son, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart and live forever. I believe this morning. And when you leave there, you telling other people, I'm saved. God drew you. You didn't just come on your own. I know you think you felt it, and I need to go. Uh-uh. He drew you. And unless he draws us, we can't come. So the light have drawn us today, and we should tell God thank you because we've been drawn into the light. Many don't see. It's still dark in their lives. They yet can't comprehend that the light is there for them. But he did this for us. And we should truly be grateful unto him. Psalm 68 and 19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Look, who daily loadeth us. Daily he load us with benefits. I got the benefit to live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. I got the benefit that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved me. I came to him and I believe. And I believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The key to it all is to believe and to diligently seek him. Blessed be the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Yeah, the God that saved me, the God that put things in place that I could come to him. Oh, Barbara, oh, sinful Barbara, to come and repent. And though my sins was as scarlet, he washed me white as snow. Let me start all over again. I was born again. It's like I was a brand new baby, which had never committed a sin. He started me over again. But we need to go back and take a look around and make a choice today. Because, see, we just want all the new wave, new age stuff. How many know God does not change? He does not change. and neither will his word. He was that way yesterday. He's that way today, and he will be that way forevermore. But man has changed things, and it sounds good to man. Oh, I believe that because that sounds right. No, I'm going to believe it because God's word says it. I am going to believe it because God spoke it to me. Yeah, I love good preaching, and I love good preachers. But they can preach anything they want. I got to know it come out the word of God. I got to know this is the gospel of Almighty God, the gospel of his son, Jesus Christ. They're one. Yeah. I got to know this what God is saying I can do or don't do. Because it's easy to follow man and end up in trouble. For there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Yeah. Who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Bless thee, the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Do we really think on them benefits we got? Do we really focus on them daily? Yeah, what we doing? That girl, Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson wrote a song, and this is what she said in the song. What have you done for me lately? And we can ask ourselves that about Almighty God. What have I done for the Master lately? What have I done for the one who gave me great benefits? Because we know on the job, many times on the job, they offer us benefits if we take the job. And sometimes we want the job because of the pay. And sometimes we already looked at the benefits that they offer on the job. So we say, yeah, I want this job because I got 401K, I got health insurance, I got a life insurance policy, I even got some money in the company. They gave me an investment in the company. They gave me a share or some shares or a portion of the company. These are some great benefits. So when we think on God, we need to consider those benefits. Think on those things. I'm the head and not the tail. Yeah. He won't withhold no good thing from us. All things must work together for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. Yeah, so we thinking on these things. Yeah. And we're not forgetting the benefits. We're not forgetting the benefits of loving our enemies and praying for those that despitefully use us. Because if we do that, we yet have benefits. My goodness. You yet got benefits. God is good. Again, he's faithful to his people. He just needs us to be faithful unto him. You hear me say it all the time. Because if we're faithful unto him, he's going to give us a crown of life that will never fade away. Yeah, you can't beat that with a stick. You can't bust that up with a piece of iron pipe, a sledgehammer. Yeah, the thing they some kind of jack thing they do in the ground to break up concrete. You can't break that up with that jackhammer. Why is that? It's solid. He already put it in stone. No one can remove it. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. Yeah, I'm going back over and look at these scriptures today myself because I don't want to forget his benefits. Let me tell you something. It's a good thing to live for God. And what I mean by that is to serve him. And many times we serve him by serving others. But if we'll serve him, when we walk in the light, we serve in God. When we think right, we serve in God. When we do what is right in his sight, we're serving him. Because he said to do good. This is what he wants for us. He wants us to be holy because he's holy. He wants us to live a clean life. Yeah, he don't want us cutting corners and acting foolish and doing all kind of crazy things. He don't want us to forget him and walk according to our flesh because we know that's easy to do. We have to be careful. Yeah, we have to walk in the light because Jesus is the light of the world. And if we follow in him, he'll lead and guide us into all truth. He'll even lead and guide us in the place where we should go because we have his spirit. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing to be in him and he in you. You could call those things that are not as though they were. I'm telling you the truth. I tried it. You can speak those things that you don't see. You can speak it into existence. Keep saying it and watch what happens. Same thing in your flesh. The same thing. If you speak negativity in your flesh, negative comments, you can ask the world about that. They may not understand everything, but keep saying this, and watch what happens. Negative. And that's not what we want to do. It's power of life and death in our tongue as well. And we want to speak good. We don't want to speak evil. Because we gave the devil back all his tools. He's no longer our daddy. We have a heavenly father now. Hallelujah. Who takes care of us. And many times we don't understand because when we ask for stuff at 5 o'clock, we're looking for him to move by 5:05. He don't always move like that. He's got a timing, perfect timing. Perfect timing. And he's always on time. Hallelujah. Always. Not a day late, not a minute short. He come right when the need is because he promised to supply need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. Oh, I like all that kind of carrying on. I like all of that because this is what he woo, thank you, Lord. This is what he's able to do. Even bills. Anybody ever had him to pay bills for him before? You didn't know where the next penny was coming from. You didn't know where the next dollar was coming from. You told him about it, and all of a sudden it showed up. Yeah. I've had some things that was in dire straits. They was pressing. I need to get them people their money today, ASAP. I didn't have it. Didn't know where I could get it from. What happened? He showed up on the scene with every dime and more. He showed up on the scene where I could pay who I owe and had two or three pennies left over in my pocket. He the one said, owe no man. He said, owe no man now. So if we're not going to owe anybody, Lord, I need the money to pay him. Now I'm working on debt free. That's what I want. I don't want to have nobody I got to pay every month, every week, every year. I want to be 100% debt-free. He's able. You know, I can't make myself debt-free. He got to provide. And he's a provider. He's able. Yeah. So I'm looking to him for a way to get it done. He may let me open up something else. Open this up and use the money off of that to do this, that, and the other. Yeah. He may give me a way to do a little work to get it done. But nonetheless, because I want it, he's going to do it. And he said, oh, no, man. Sometimes we want some things, and he understands that because we don't understand, and some days we may not remember. I wanted that finger hut card. Anybody remember me telling you about that finger hut? Oh, I wanted that a long time. I just had to have me a finger hut card. I don't care what they say. It's raggedy stuff, cheap, and they're charging you a lot for raggedy cheap, but I just wanted the finger hut card. And he gave it to me. Uh-huh. He gave me the finger hut card. After a while, I was like, mm-mm. I don't want this card because I done bought too much and it's going to take me too long to pay this off. I don't like fingerhood cards no more. But guess what? He knew that was coming. When I was asking him for the card, he already knew that was coming. But look what he did. Wait on me. Be of good courage. I'm going to strengthen your heart. Wait on me. I'm coming. And I'm going to pay the fingerhood card off. Wait on me. I'm coming. You don't owe that much on the credit card. I'm going to pay them off. And if you want to stay out of debt, don't use. Don't use fingerhood. Don't use your credit cards. I'm coming. I'll pay Stone. You're going to pay Stoneberry off. But don't go back and get nothing from Stoneberry if you want to be debt free. Wait on me. Be of good courage. I'm going to strengthen your heart. I just need you to wait on me. I'm going to strengthen you in showing you that I'm able to make you debt free. I'm going to show you I'm able to pay the truck off before time so that you can become debt free. I got a few more payments and I'm done. Yeah. I even had a loan and they tricked me on the loan. They were going to have me to pay $3,000 back on a $600 loan. God stepped up on the scene because he knew I didn't know. What I read was not what they said nor what they proposed to do. He stepped up on the scene and had another company to call me and say, no, ma'am, this, and this, we know about this company. And, ma'am, I'm going to help you. I said, I appreciate it. I think I got two payments on the loan and I'm done. Debt free. That's what I want. I don't want no more payments on nothing. Any money I get, I want to be able to do what I want to do with my money and not pay these kind of bills. Now, of course, you're going to have electric, water, that's rolling, phone, that kind of thing going to roll, insurance, you know. Unless you pay by the year. But even paying by the year, next year is right back. You got to pay him again. But he's able to take care of all of that. He's able to come in and say, well, here, for the rest of the year, your bill going to be $1,500. Go pay it, light bill. Your cable bill is going to be $2,000 or whatever it is. Pay it. I'm just using numbers. Your water bill is going to be $1,300 to pay the full water bill. And he's able to give you money to set up an account that every month those bills come, it can just flow through that account. You're not paying nothing. You just see where it was paid because it did an automatic payment. And you keep up with it so you're not overcharged. But you still can consider yourself debt-free. Because the money is in place every month for your electric and your cable and your water. And I'm telling you this morning, God is able. I told him before I moved here, I want all brand new everything. I don't even want to take my old kitchen stuff. Now, there's a couple of pots and pans that had sentimental value for me. And then they cooked the right way. Woo, they was old and they cooked just the right way I wanted it. So I kept a few of those things. Not very many. I don't think it was five I kept. But I wanted everything brand new. He gave me everything brand new. From furniture to spoons and forks. He is that kind of God. He said if you got the faith the size of a mustard seed, you tell a mountain to go out to the sea, it's got to go. But we got to give God something to work with, because we're not just holding on to him for prosperity and to prosper off of him. We're holding on to him because we love him. He's been good to us. There's no other God like him. And because we obey him and we do what's pleasing and the things that he can accept, he just give to us. And whatever we ask for, he sees that our motives are right. I'm not trying to outdo nobody. I'm not trying to show you what I'm capable of having. No, that's not me. So he sees the very intent of your heart, and he come on in and he bless you. Yeah. He's that kind of God. But we got to remember his benefits. Because somebody has said, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of going to this church. I'm tired of paying tithes and offering. I'm tired of this. That's because we're not walking in the light and remembering the benefits of God. Hallelujah. He's that kind of friend. Listen, the studio is open right quick. If anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in this morning. I'm going to do roll call. And that reminded me, that was the pressure washer and the house painting man that y'all heard the phone ringing earlier. And he'll be here at 10:30. Uh-huh. And give me an estimate on pressure washing and painting this barn I live in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so let's do roll call. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Lexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Brunella, and Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane. Good morning, God bless you. Sister Kim Hopps, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you, praying for you. Want to say good morning to you again, Brother Louis and Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother Mike in Orlando, Pastor Herring, Pastor James Brown, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Coleman. Good morning to you, sirs. God bless you and praying for you. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you that we can even put your name on the roll call list. I thank God for every caller and every listener. Thank God for those that are coming through the archives and the podcasts. Yeah, I thank God for you. God bless you this morning. God bless you. And I know that, Sister Rita, if you're not busy today, you can give me a call. It's not going to take me long at the doctor. I'm running over there, and they're going to give me a new digestive doctor, and then I'm coming right on back home, and it's going to be a real easy task, nothing too hard. Good morning to you, area. Oh, Jerry. Good morning to you, Jerry. God bless you this morning, and I was looking for my 8 number, but I didn't see them this morning, but maybe when they can, they will attend. But I thank God for life, health, and strength today. Thank him for being on my side. Thank him for all he's done for me, great and mighty things, let me tell you, he has done in my life. He saved me, sanctified me, and filled me with his spirit, baptized me in his spirit, and I'm thankful unto him today. I'm thankful that I got a mind to continue in him. All the way from 1993 until today, I got a mind to run on to see what the end's going to be. I thank him that he's not the booger man, and he don't put more on me than I can bear. I thank him that he taught me without him, I can do nothing. So I'm grateful unto him this morning. Almighty God that have all the power, there's no higher power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Listen, I'm going to pray us out today and run and get dressed and everything so I can be ready when the man come to give me an estimate. And right after he leave, I got to run right over to the doctors. So I'm going to get out of here early, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And look, y'all, pray for me. I desire your prayers today, so y'all keep me in prayer. Keep me lifted up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for God is able. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that's been said and done this morning. We thank you for your word, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And forever, O God, that word is settled in heaven. And as we depart this morning, we ask that you would sanctify us through that truth, for that word is truth. Father, help us today to remember your benefits. Help us today, O God, to desire your benefits. Help us to get it right with you today. We need you, and we can't make it without you. Father, we love you this morning, and we just want to be yours. And, Father, we want you to be pleased with our lives. Whatever we do, we want you to be pleased. We want you to be happy over the things that we do. And we know that you're able. You're able, God, to do this in us, through us, and for us. For without you, we can do nothing. There's nothing we can do, God. We need you today. We need you today, Father. We're telling you, we need you. And, Father, we need you to move in our lives in a mighty way. And I come this morning as we depart, Father, asking that you would bless those that stand in need of finances, bless those that stand in need of transportation, that need housing, God, whatever they need today, need a healing. Father, their children need. I ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would move according to your word today concerning your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, again, as we depart, bless our going out. Bless our coming in. And again, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We ask all of this today, again, in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today in the name of Jesus. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. And Brother Lou, I thank you for them scriptures. I wrote them down. I'm going back to them today. So we thank God. So bye-bye. Have a blessed day.